Pepa Aloba in Linares. Pepa Aloba, which means Pepa the Wolf, was a known bandit at the end of the 19th century who was born in the village of A Estrada. She was the daughter of a single mother, and together with her mother she had to work since very young to be able to have something to eat. Those were difficult times, times of hunger. The nickname, Pepa Aloba, comes from the confrontation that Pepa held with a wolf in order to save a flock of sheep that she was taking care of in the mountains. Pepa Aloba got fame for being a brave and fighting girl, but in spite of this, she suffered hardships during her youth. But there was a dramatic event that marked her life definitively. She witnessed the rape of her mother, who, unfortunately, died some months later due to labor complications. After begging for her survival, she was adopted by a neighbor that had a store. Thanks to this person, she met a boy with whom she falls in love, and they start a life together. In spite of this, the fortune played her a dirty trick, and Pepa is accused unfairly of having killed the neighbor who sheltered her, reason why she is imprisoned in Pontevedra. It was there where she fed her resentment, an uncontrolled hate towards justice and the injustices of the society of that time. Pepa was eager of revenge, and thanks to her wittiness, she escaped from prison in order to undertake her own crusade. She met with her boyfriend and formed a band that dedicated itself to steal rich people in big houses, in palaces, in parish houses, etc., in order to be able to survive and help those who had no resources. The members of the band hid in the mountains, not to be found by the authorities. They started in the territory of A Estrada in Pontevedra, but slowly the band grew, as well as the areas where they performed. They were very well known, feared by some and admired by others. There are stories that tell about their visits to Roís, especially to a place located in the village of Linares, known as the Casa das Peregrinas, which means House of Devout Pilgrims, where they were sheltered in order to hide from the authorities. Pepa Aloba decided to live definitively in the mountains of Lugo. She thought that nobody would be able to find her there, but she was finally arrested and ended her days in prison, where she was visited by the Galician known intellectual Concepcion Arenal, who highlighted Pepa's beauty, simplicity, and intelligence.